Hello.
Hey Marshall, Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
Good, Josh. So I worked my tail off the
Oh.
last 2 days. What was really hard was, all my cross-referencing of different limericks that relate to each other and all, and keeping them straight. But I got it all together, and I'm ready to send you a final draft.
Sure.
Which whatever I'm going to send you today is what you use, not the previous ones.
I got that.
Okay, appreciate if you take notes,
Sure. Let
written notes,
me. Sure.
because I'm going to give you some specific instructions.
Sure. Just give me one brief second. Let me open up my notepad
Sure.
as well.
All right. Of course, you young guys don't write. You just put it on the computer, right?
Writing it down is the best option just to make sure that later down the road we have no confusion and all the instructions are there written. So
Yeah,
I
that's no
have it.
problem. I don't care how you do it. It's just I always write.
Yep, same here, same here. Just to make sure that there's no confusion and everyone's on the same page. So that helps, saves a lot of confusion.
Okay.
Yep, I am here. I
So
have the
let me know
notes.
when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to send you is going to be the actual limericks. And
Okay.
as of today, there are 718 Wordles. So
Okay.
today's date will be the last one I'm sending. Anything I do after this point will save for future volumes. And the reason there are 718 is because the very first one is labeled zero. Okay?
Perfect. Perfect. I got that. This was
Now,
about to be my second question, but you answered that.
all right. Now, I don't know the exact number of limericks. I'm not sure how to tabulate that. Somebody who knows that spreadsheet table might be able to do that, but I have at least 1,600 in here because I've been doing at least three limericks for the most recent ones. I've gotten pretty facile at doing it. So I don't know the exact number, but I'm guessing
Okay.
around 1,600.
Okay, let me check that real quick. Give me one second. Let me help you out with that. Give me one brief second.
Yeah, there might be a way to figure for
Yep.
on the spreadsheet. I have a tabulation of Humphrey's limericks for word, so somebody knows how to actually tabulate it. They can get the number.
Yep, let me help you with that. And that would be the number of limericks. So for example, I just need to be make sure that I'm on the same page. So for example, if
Well,
I check
you're
the
not because I haven't sent you. You only have data up to day number 650. First, I have
I
to send you the spreadsheet before you
sure sure
can do
sure
that.
sure that is absolutely
But
fine.
I
I'm
will
just
do that.
I just wanted to understand one thing since I have the previous sheet that you shared with me till 702, which was Igloo. So I have it till Igloo. I just wanted to understand one thing that I am on the Wordle spreadsheet. I'm just helping you with the count to make sure that you
You
get an
are,
idea
but I'm
on.
going to give you. Yeah, but everything you have, I'm going to send you as of right now, soon,
Sure.
new ones to work from that brings you up to the date I mentioned.
Gotcha. I got you. I got you. All right. So,
All
yep,
right.
that would be somewhere around like 1,500 Wordles in that case. Yep.
Oh, I think more. How many do you have now from there?
So, till 702 Wordles, it's around like 1,269, the total count.
1,269. Ah, maybe it's not as many as I thought. Okay, so 02, right? So
Yep,
let me go
02.
back to 702.
Perfect.
Let me see. Seven. Are you okay? Including 702.
Yep, including 702.
Okay, so then when you go to seven, I'll give you the numbers. You can add them up.
Sure.
703 has three.
Okay.
704 has 4. 705 has 3. 706 has 3. 707 has 3. 708, 3. 709, 3. 710, 3. 711, 3. 12, 3. 13, 4. 14, 3. 15, 3. 16, 3. And 17-4.
Give me one.
So there you are.
So it's somewhere around like 1320 approximately. Yep.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep.
So you added those figures I just gave you. Did you get them all?
Yep, I got them all.
And they add up to the previous amount, 1320.
Yep, that's somewhere around like 1317 to 1320, yep.
Okay, so we have a number, good. All right, so let me now send you the first thing. And I'm going to send it, let me just see how I do the share. Let me see if I hope I don't have any problem. I'm loading it to send. Josh Baker, here we go.
Yep.
And... okay, I selected you. Let me see if I still have you in here. Okay, so how do I do this? Hold on a minute. I'm selecting you're an editor, Josh Baker, yeah.
Yep.
Done. Let me see if I don't know that anything happened. I don't. I went to that blue dot.
Uh-huh.
You see it on the Wordle document?
Let me check. Give me one brief minute.
Do I have to hit copy link before I send it?
Okay, just give me 1 second. Are you talking about the
yeah.
Wordle sheet that you are right on right now?
Yeah, I'm about to. I want to send it to you now.
I think I have that already. I am, since it's shared with me already and you worked on that, so I do have it with me. So the last edit
well,
that
see if
we
you have
over
it
here.
Well, let's check that you have it up to number 717.
Yep, I have that, and it's Scout. So I have it till date.
All right, good. So I don't have to send this.
Yep, so I have this already.
So you okay, that's the final. Now let's go to the footnotes, see if you have that up to 717.
1 second.
I'm guessing you do if you have the lyrics.
Yep. So I am on, just give me 1 second. Let me open up this thing as well. Just 1 second. Trying to scroll down and check what the last update is.
Yeah, I see you. You got Scout?
Yep, I see that.
You have it?
Yep, I have it.
Great. All right, now let's go to the next document. Let's take the alphabetical listing.
Yep, I am here.
Okay. This is alphabetical listing of all the words.
Okay. Okay, and just need to understand one more thing. For example, if we talk about the first listing, for example, if we talk about the word agree, and after that it's the number which is 70. So that is like the 70th word is agree. That is correct?
Well, I'm not on the same page. You're on sheet one.
Yep, I am on sheet one right now.
And
So I just want to
the
understand.
word agree is 70, correct?
Yep. So
The
that's
word
like the number
belly is
70th.
50. Right. It's the number of the wordle.
Okay,
It's
I
going to
got
be presented. The sequence will be by number and date. And so this is how people, if they're looking for a word like beefy, they won't have to go through the whole thing. They just have to go to the alphabetical listing, which is an index you're going to put together, and that's number 586.
Gotcha, I gotcha. Yep, just
Now
wanted to
go
be
to
sure.
spreadsheet.
Yep, I'm
Yeah,
there.
that's correct. Go to sheet three and make sure you have Scout there for today's word.
Yep, I do have Scout over there.
All right, then that's up to date too. That's the third thing. Now, let's go to the next. Give me a minute to get it up here. I want to be sure you got my category. Go to categories of word limericks. That's a reference point that you're going to put in the index. If somebody want to look up limericks about crime or art, they have to know the number to use the spreadsheet.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, and you're discussing about the spreadsheet right now, correct?
No, it's a separate thing called categories.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, I don't have the category with me. Just give me one second. I'm searching all my sheets to check if that was
Okay.
shared with me. Give me one
That
second.
it's entitled Categories of Wordle Limericks. I could try sharing it with you. Let me see if that works.
Share that one
You're
as well.
not listed here, so let me see if I can share. Josh Baker. Yeah,
Yep.
this one, and then I'm going to see if I can send it to you. So this is, I'm going to write categories, categories of limericks for index. And this is what people are going to need to know because in the spreadsheet, it's numbers, but they have to know the number. So if they want to look up something about music, they have to know that music is indicated by number 23 and medicine by 24. I just sent it to you. See if you get it.
Sure, let me check real quick.
And you're taking notes on all the different things you got to be sure you got, so you don't miss them. All right.
Yep, I see it. I do
See
have it.
it?
Yep, I have it.
Okay. And there are 33 categories, right?
Yep, that is correct. And just one more thing. For example, if we discuss about these 33 categories, so is there a particular reference that would go together with this? For example, if we talk about the number 5, which is dance. So, how am I going to check on this that what are the words related to dance?
Right. We're going to show you that in the next one. So I just want to
Awesome.
make sure you had this first. All
Awesome.
right.
I
Now we're
got
going
it.
to deal with that now. Okay. Let me get up my spreadsheet. You can pull that up. All right. You see your spreadsheet is a numerical listing of all the words. I'm on the phone, okay. Yeah, for that purpose, yeah. Yeah, right, right. Maybe you don't have the spreadsheet?
I do have the spreadsheet. I am on the spreadsheet, the numerical spreadsheet.
You do?
I am on that. Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, is it open?
Yep, it's open. I do see that.
Okay. The top, does it start with a zero?
Yep.
Okay, I want to point something out to you.
Sure.
When you look at the number, zero cigar, one rebut, two sissy. Be careful not to use the numbers in the left column because the number one was taken up by the category list at the top and number two is a zero. So
Yep, I got
I'm
that.
I'm two off. Yeah, just be careful on that.
Yep, I got that. So we'll
now,
actually consider the number that are mentioned on the number column itself.
Right, okay. Now let's go. First column is the number, and it's listed according to how it came up on Wordle. The second column is the word. The third column is the category number. So people who want to look up music, something about music, they'll look at the number, whatever it is on category number 23, and they'll look for 23.
I gotcha.
Find out. Okay, and you notice that there. Well, it's the only way I could do it. And then you notice that if you go down to 18, there's two. Because it covers, sometimes I write more than one limerick. So this covers all the limericks under that word. So number 20, there are four categories, but it may not be in one limerick. It may be in whatever number of limericks are there.
I got your point.
Okay.
got your point. Yep, that sounds great to me.
And the number of limericks is the next column, D. And if you go down, it goes down pretty quick. You'll see I was doing fewer at the beginning because I had this big backlog to catch up on and I wasn't as efficient at it. But when you get to the lower numbers, they start increasing. If you just go down all the way to the bottom, and tell me your last number. What's your last number?
I have 702, which is Igloo.
Oh, you don't have 70. You don't have a past that?
Nope. I
then
don't
I need
think
to send
I have.
It to you.
Yep. Can you share that updated one as well with me?
Yeah. Let me try doing that because you're missing them. All right. So hold on. People with access, you're not listed on this. Let me add your name. Hold on. Josh,
sure.
Here you are. You come right up. Josh Baker, and I'm going to put on here a spreadsheet to 717. Sending now.
Sure.
Contain sense share anyway. It's restricted. I don't know why.
Probably could be that the owner of that file would not be you directly. So that would be one of the reasons.
Let me look. Editor, let me see here.
You can check who's the owner.
Let me. Okay, it says, oh, my granddaughter, Issa. So is there some other way I can send it to you? Let me just think here. What if I just send it as an email.
Email
this page.
Can you try that
work?
Option? That does work sometimes. Can you try that while we're on the call?
Okay.
So that,
yeah, hold on. I'm going to do
sure.
It right now. It's got Josh Baker, Word Spreadsheet, Google Sheets, 2717. I'm going to ask her to later when I get a hold of her to change that so you can get it. But
sure.
Let me Let me send it to you now. It went out. Tell me if you get it.
Sure. Let me refresh.
Yeah, I wasn't technically sophisticated enough to do it myself, so I got my grandkids to help me.
Nah, no worries. It happens with all of us. It's perfectly fine. Let me refresh. It's not here yet. I refreshed it.
It may
it's
take
not
a little
yet.
Time, but let's continue with our
sure,
analysis,
thing.
Okay?
Yep.
So
yep.
Let's go back. Let's go up to number 650. 650.
Sure.
Now you can see 650, the word is every.
Yep.
That it covers two categories,
22
and 24. I know, yeah, one of them is the movies and theater. Then there are two limericks for that. All right?
Yep.
You see that? Indeed.
Yep, I see that.
Now let's talk about E. That's the most complicated one. This tells you that limerick number 419, the first limerick, and number 705, the third limerick, are in some way related to this limerick. Same subject, the use of the same word with the same meaning, same historical information. And we're going to look at some examples in a minute.
Sure.
So do you have the spreadsheet up now alongside your limericks?
Yep, I do have the spreadsheet, the previous one.
Okay, let's go to limerick number 650.
650, okay. Let me scroll
up
real quick.
Yeah, that's what we chose that as an example. Let me get mine up. 650.
Sure.
Okay, 650. I'm there. Let me know when you are.
Sure. One second. Yep, I'm here.
All right, now, 650, every March 31st, 2023. You ready? See what it
yep.
says under that before the limericks?
Yep, I see that. C419, label 705.
That means if you want a subject that's related, you look at them except 419, first one, or all the limericks, or one limerick, it could be all or one, in under 705 bagel. Now let's look
right.
at why they're numbered. Let's look at this. So this first limerick for the word every, it reads, I feel like a complete stooge with donation request I'm deluged. Everyone, and by the way, the word is always bolded, okay?
Okay.
The word every is bolded, see it?
Yep.
In
so I get that.
The
all of the up, I see that. So all of the wordles, they're
okay.
going to be bold whenever they're going to be used in the lines.
Right. Everyone.
All right.
So let's go on. Every one of which I decline, which is certainly a right of mine. That's why everyone calls me Scrooge. Now notice sometimes the word every is inside another word, but I don't bold the rest of the word like everyone.
Yep. I got that.
I only
so bold,
but the five-letter.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Now let's look at limerick two. You ever see this movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once?
Yep. Long
you
time
seen it?
Back. Yep, long time back.
Well, it's not too old. It got the Academy
yep, 2022.
Award.
2022. Yep. I remember
yeah.
that. It's one great movie.
I hated
movie.
It, but okay. So here's what I said about it. Everything, everywhere. Notice the bolding there.
Yep.
Everything, everywhere, all at once. that movie made me feel like a dunce. When viewing, I was confused and bored, yet it was given an Academy Award. I've been trying to understand it for months. And then added six line in parentheses. So they always go in parentheses when I add a six. The bagel had me really stumped. All right. So why did I choose these here? Well, the 1705, the bagel one, is obvious, right?
Yep.
But let's go up to 419 and see why I chose that. Cross-reference it.
Sure. Let me scroll real quick to 419.
Yeah, I'm doing it too.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm almost there. Okay. 419 label. Notice I also have the other two listed there that relate.
Yep.
So it's multiple. All right, which one is it that, though, it's number, it doesn't say. I should have said, dude, that's an omission of mine part. But look at number one. Oh, it did probably say the 419-1 in the other one. Let me just double check that. 650 on the spreadsheet says.
Yep, it says 419-1.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so all medications have a warning label listing side effects that can make you unstable. But all drugs have so many, I'll bet you a pretty penny you'd be safer just eating a bagel. So.
That's why
I'm cross-referencing it.
Got your point. Yep, I got your point.
Now, all right, let's look at one more just to make sure we have it. Let me pick another one here. All right, this one is a little more complicated. Let's go up to the spreadsheet to number 637, Yacht.
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
It's category, they're about categories 13 and 31. And then there's three of them. And I cross-referenced them with four different ones. Wow. Why'd I do that? All right, so let's go down on the actual limerick number 637, Yacht, okay?
I'm there.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I'm going there. Give me a minute. 637. All right, almost there. 637. Yeah. Notice I have the same references below. By the way, I repeat these in the footnotes too.
All right.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Yeah, what's it about? Well, there's three limericks. The first one. It's about yachts. What are they? What's the difference between a boat and a yacht? I bet you thought that I forgot. If it measures less than 35 feet, that little boat might be really sweet, but a yacht, it is definitely not. It has to be more than 35 feet. Okay?
Gotcha. Yep.
Second one's irrelevant. It's just a funny limerick about a dumb astronaut. We just skip that. But here's the big one. Russian oligarchs own super yacht resorts. And I have footnote on that, which we'll check in a minute, which with Putin's help, they have bought. Since the invasion of the Ukraine, it has been difficult for them to retain. So they must make great effort to avoid being caught. When confiscated, they earn what they have wrought. All right. So let's look at the first one, myths. Why did I pick myths? Let's go up to 322. Oops, I cut off something here. All right, there we go. 322. I'll let you know when I'm there.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm almost there. Okay. So myths, read that. In the midst of this terrible war, Vladimir Putin, all Ukrainians, a bore, who he had invaded with full force, showing absolutely no remorse, killing civilians by the score. So it's a political statement, but it also is the same subject as the Russian yachts. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep, got you.
And then you notice here all the words listed. Well, let's check out denim. Well, that denim is a material. How could that be related? Well, let's go down to 488.
Sure.
I know you're going to have to explain all this, so I'm belaboring it a little. But
no, that is
488.
Perfectly fine. Yep, I'm there.
Denim. The Russian who worked for the Kremlin loves to wear clothing made of denim. When he crossed Putin, you can be certainly darn tootin', he was impaled with a toxic snake venom. They've done that. Remember the umbrella thing?
Yep. That's how you related the word denim. I got you now. That's what I was confused
first. Yeah,
so
it's all about the Russians and Putin.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah, I was just confused. How are we going to relate it with denim, just like you were, and we got the answer.
Well, yeah, it's just what the limerick says.
Yep.
Hold on one second. My wife is distracting me here.
Sure.
Kind of neutral, maybe. Neutral. Come see, come saw. All right. You want to look at any more of these? A name, 511. Let's check that one out.
Sure.
511. I think I said which one it was. Yes, number two. A soldier fighting in the Ukraine. Are you there?
Yep, I'm there.
His efforts would not be in vain. His deeply felt credo was without the help of NATO, the fighting was completely inane. So it's all related to the Russian and Ukrainian deal.
Mm-hmm. I got the references. So this is just one thing that
all right,
I want
that's
to
how
understand.
That works.
Sounds great.
Now,
I just need to understand one thing.
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to point out to you that the column E, they don't line up. I don't know why. It's just when they come in, some of them go to the right, some of them go to the left. That's not intended.
Yep, we'll have the formatting sorted out. Yep, we'll have the formatting sorted out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now you're going to make a point?
Yep, I just wanted to understand and inquire one thing. I just want to inquire about how we are going to be working on the spreadsheet overall. So there are multiple spreadsheets and few things. I'm just going to list them down. So just give me 1 second so that I can make my question more clear.
All of them, all the spreadsheets and the category list, that's alphabetic and this spreadsheet here, all of them go in the index.
Okay. Yep. They're going to go at the end, at the index, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Sounds great. So I just wanted to inquire one thing. Is there any specific order that you would want us to have them catered at the index, like you would want the spreadsheet first, then the category, and then the alphabetical order? Or
well,
is there
I
any
think,
preference?
I think the alphabetical listing should be first, then the categories, and then the spreadsheet.
All right. Sounds great. Yep, that was the only question so that I care about. So that answers my question.
Okay, now let's take another look, closer look at the footnotes, okay?
Sure.
So we started off with what do we start off? We started off with 637 yachts. So let's go to that. Just give you some examples. 637.
Sure.
Let me know when you're there.
Yep, I'm there.
Now, it's completely arbitrary, by the way, But when it, in the spreadsheet, before each number, I use the symbol for number. It isn't mandatory. I just did that. I don't know why. But I just want to point it out to you. I don't know if it makes things clearer here or not, but just I'm just pointing it out. I did forget to put them in some locations, like I'm adding them here now.
Sure, no worries.
But whether you want to maintain that or not, I don't know. I just make showing you that as a something different than the other ones. Now, let's look at yacht. Okay, go ahead and read that real quickly. It tells you an idea. It only references the yacht. It doesn't reference the other details from the cross-matching ones. But they're listed here.
Okay, I got you. So this is basically an further explanation of what the word is about so that people are more clear about what they're reading. Whole idea behind that.
Everywhere there's a star, there's a footnote. So if you go back to the, say, what's that number, 637. Let's go back up to that, down to that. You can see in the body of the limerick, number three, I have a star, the word yacht, super yacht.
Yep, I see that.
That anytime there's a star, there's a footnote.
Okay.
And also notice that in the super yacht, I only bolded the word yacht.
Yep. I understood about bolding, using how we are going to be using the bold words.
Right.
And now, I got about the steric as well.
Okay, now let's go back to the foot. Keep everything where it is. In the footnote, 637, this is the third place where I show the cross-referencing for related limericks.
Mm-hmm.
So I do it here, the footnotes, at the end of the footnotes. I do it in the table, spreadsheet table, and I do it in the limerick itself, before the limerick. How you want to present that in the book, it looks good, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And then let's look at one other thing. Let's go down to 639, glove.
Sure. Yep.
So you tell me that you see there's a cross reference to something.
Yep.
Right there. Now, I want you to notice that I have two limericks. But I put the I should have put it. Let me see. Right, but in the first limerick, I did not add any footnotes. It's a description of a gynecologic exam. It's actually funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read it, I think I'll give you a laugh.
Sure. Just give me 1 second. I lost it over here. We were at 637, and just let me scroll.
Yeah, 39
up.
Down two.
Yep. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Refresh that. Yep. So we were on 639. It was glove, the footnote.
Yeah. So the first one is no star. It's just a funny one about, but there is a cross reference, a logic. In a gynecologic exam, approach from above. Be careful not to push or shove. Make certain before you start, her legs are spread far apart. Finally, don't forget to wear a glove. Parenthesis, is it true without the glove it's love? So it's a little off color.
I got
you. But the second one is a serious one. Everybody knows this because of the play Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton did carelessly slur his political rival, Aaron Burr. Slapped in the face with Burr's glove, a duel resulting thereof, Hamilton should have demurred. Now, you know, in those days, when you want to duel somebody, you slap him with a glove. You know that?
Yep.
All right, so there's the footnote all about Hamilton and Burr and the duel.
Sounds great to me. Sounds great to me. I got the references. I got the footnotes. And just one more thing. I understood about how we need to have the spreadsheets and footnotes at the end of the book. Just one thing that I want to inquire is, at the start of the book, are we giving any sort of like guidance or any sort of instructions to the readers regarding how they're going
to... Let's get to that. Let's get to that in a few minutes, okay?
Sure,
I'm going to show you. They might have to be improved upon, but okay. So we okay with the footnotes?
Yep, I am all good with that.
Yeah, go in the footnotes down to 644.
Sure.
I want to show you that. I have footnotes. If you go to the corresponding limerick, you notice there are two limericks. They're somewhat related. Wait a minute. No, there are three limericks, but the first and second are continuum. So they're only labeled one together. The second one is a different kind of thing. It's labeled two, just so you know my numbering. Remember that?
Okay, just one thing, Marshall. If I am seeing the footnote over here, I see the number 639, the glove. Then I see the number 640, which is tough. But after that, I don't see the number 641. Is there any specific?
Because not every limerick requires a footnote, and
perfect.
That is explained.
Perfect. Awesome.
So I wanted to show you two other things. 644.
Mm-hmm.
You see you understand that there's a cross reference to a limerick that has canoe as the word. Well, I can tell you now that the reference is the word Tippecanoe. You notice that first word?
Yep, I agree.
And I know
that.
You probably don't understand what that's all about, but read the limerick, Tippecanoe and Tyler 2. For you guys that don't know what it is, because you don't know your American history, there's a footnote. In 1840, voters lined up in queue. The pair were elected, God be praised. But poor Harrison died in just 30 days. Fate the voters' choice did undo. And here's an explanation of what that means. It's the 1840, the theme in the election when they were running was Tippecanoe and Tyler II refers to the general, Harrison. His name was Tippecanoe because he won the Battle of Tippecanoe. And Tyler was the vice president who became president when he died. And I talk about presidents who die in office. So it's very informative, briefly. But the second part of that limerick, you see the numbering on the limerick, one, and then you go down to the next. There's no number above it.
Yep.
That's because they're related. But the next limerick does because it's unrelated. And I have a footnote on both. I guess Harrison's grandson, I guess I should put a star there. So what happened was, even though Harrison died in office, his grandson became president as well.
Okay.
And that's what the second limerick is. Talks about, and the footnote talks about that as well. And brings in the fact that Grover Cleveland served discontinuous terms, the only one yet, unless Trump gets reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, now go down to 645.
Yep, I'm here.
And you notice the second limerick talks about the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, okay?
Yep.
Do you know about that?
I'm not well aware of that.
Well, that was the treaty that ended World War I. But Germany didn't participate. Everything was forced down their throat, and that's one of the reasons World War II happened. Well, I have a footnote on that.
Mm-hmm.
You see the double star by the footnote?
Yep. Just give me one second. Scrolling right there.
I have Yeah, and you need to make a note of this. I have the same footnote twice because the subject is related. My question is, do we repeat the footnote full, or do we just say, please see footnote at number so-and-so? The problem is, if it's in two different volumes, I don't know whether to repeat the footnote or to just make reference to it. So you need to make a special note about this.
Okay, I will have this note mentioned.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep, I got your point. So basically, since we're working on two different volumes, and there are multiple references as well where we are referring to two different footnotes, so you just want to make sure that they're not being divided. Either we are going to work on having them incorporated.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem with doing two volumes, is the footnoting becomes a nightmare.
but there are going to be a few of the footnotes are going to be adjusted in the same volume, hopefully. And in case there is any sort of such confusion, we'll have that footnote added again just for the reference so that the readers can get a more idea
right.
as well.
I guess in the second volume, you can leave footnotes in there saying that any number below a certain amount would be found in the first volume.
Yep, in the second one, we can do that. But in the first one, we need to repeat a few just to make sure that the readers are more clear on what's going on. But in the second one, obviously,
yeah.
If a person is buying the second volume, he might have purchased the first one as well. So in that case, we're going to redirect him to the first
one. If he
yep.
enjoys it, he'll probably want to buy the first. So
hopefully
my question, so hopefully we'll see. So when you change, when you take out some of these notations, like because it's not in the volume,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to do it. It's not going to affect my copy, is it?
Nope, it's not going to affect that.
Because I want to keep that, because in the second volume, you'd be able to include the footnotes in one, but not
yep.
necessarily. Well, you could think about including it in two and make reference to the fact that any number greater than will be found in volume two to be published in the near future.
Yep, as we start working towards the drafts, as we start working towards your book, since this is something that is going to be incorporated at the end, that is the best time where we can, once we start working on the book and we are midway, that's the right time for us to understand how many words or how many footnotes are going to be included in the first volume and then in the second volume. So once we're halfway there, that's the best time for us to determine how the division
right.
is going to be made. And at that time, we can further have more ideas on what to mention if we need to explain to readers that they're going to find
yeah.
words or
yeah,
footnotes above.
We might have to add some explanatory notes on that. But what I'm
yep.
saying is that it may be just as easy to include them all in volume one and just make note on a single page that any numbers above 400 will not be found in this volume, but in volume two to be published, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's another possibility.
Yep, there are multiple possibilities. We can do it this way as well. We can work on division as well. So the best time for us to determine this is somewhere when we're halfway towards the completion of the book.
Right.
So once we're midway, that's the best time.
Okay, well, you'll let me know where we stand
yep,
on all
absolutely.
That.
I'll let you know what the plan would be.
All right. I think you got the footnotes, but you notice at the end of the footnotes, when there are cross-references, they are listed. If you go up to 642, that's the only thing listed. There isn't anything else I have to say.
Yep.
And if you go down to 645, there's the explanation, which we may keep or not. But below that, there's the cross-reference.
Yep.
Okay?
I see that.
All right. So now we've got the footnotes and the spreadsheet. You understand that. Let's go give me a second, to the introduction.
Sure. One second. Let me check on that as well.
Now, this is in pretty good shape.
Okay, and could you just reshare that introduction with me once?
Yeah, do you have it, do you think, or
Nope,
no?
I don't have it on my end. Could you just share that?
Okay. Yeah, 1 minute. Let me just make a note here. Let's see, was you didn't get the spreadsheet. Okay. All right. Now, share with five people, it says. You are not listed here. So let me add you, Josh Baker. Okay, I'm putting a message here, just intro, final. Sending. Okay, it went.
Sure, let me check. Yep, I have the introduction.
Okay, so I think that's in final form as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds great. So I have all the details on my end. The only thing that I am missing is the Wordle spreadsheet, since that was still 7:02 and you have the updated one
Oh,
on your end.
it didn't come. It didn't come.
It did come, but however, I am unable to access that since you don't have the permission. You're not the owner, but I
Oh,
have
that's, yeah,
requested the
that's
access.
Tim.
Yep, I have requested the access
Okay,
first,
let
but if
me.
your granddaughter gives that
Okay,
to me,
give me a
I'll be able to.
second. Let me see if I can reach my granddaughter.
Sure.
I'm going to add a call, so hang
Sure.
on.
Sure.
Okay, stop. Let's see if she answers. Josh? Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, did you hear the conversation?
Nope, not on my end.
Okay. Oh, she's out of town, and she doesn't know how to do it either. So here's the thing. I got this up in front of me. Maybe, are you good technically with these spreadsheets?
What I have done is you can just let your granddaughter know that I have sent her an email. In that particular email, she'll see an option which says request access.
I know, but she won't be around her computer for days. So what I think I have to do is delete her name and add yours.
I think you won't be able to do that in that case because she's the owner of the file. So what we can do is we can just kickstart with the current file that we have, and as soon as she joins back in, we'll have the other ones added.
All right. I'll have to get that. I don't know if she – I'll have to get – I know a guy that's really good technically with this stuff, so I can ask him if he can help me do it because I don't know if she's going to see that email for a while.
Sure.
All right,
sure.
So that's a hang-up. All right, let me go on in a different subject area. I'm looking for acknowledgments. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's Ralph's introduction. That's going to be the preface before the introduction you said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have that?
No, I just have the introduction.
You don't have this?
I just have the introduction.
Let me share this with you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to try to share that with you. Josh. There you are. Comes up. That went.
Okay.
That's the final draft of her preface.
Okay, just refreshing. Give me a minute. It did not come through as of yet. Just waiting on that.
No?
Nope, not yet. Just refreshing once again.
All right. It seemed to go through pretty easily.
Yep, I did not get it as of yet.
Huh. Let me try again.
Sure.
Add people. Josh Baker. Message preface. Restricted. Only people with access can open. Send. Request sent to owner. So that's my other granddaughter.
Okay. In that case, what you can do is let me guide you in another case as well. On the same sheet, do you see an option on the top which says file?
Okay. File.
Yep. On that.
Yep.
Yep. Do you see an option which says make a copy?
Under file at the top.
Yep. So on the same Google sheet.
Google sheet, not on the computer.
Yep.
Okay, give me a second to look for it.
Sure.
File. Yes, got it. File. Whoops.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you see an option which says make a copy?
Yes.
Just click on that once.
Okay, copy of tentative introduction. Make a copy?
Yep, make a copy.
Okay.
You got it.
It says my folder is my drive.
All right, so what you have to do is you might have open a new tab where this copy would be open. Can you check if that copy got opened or open that particular copy that you just created?
How do I do that?
Sure. Just go to your Google Documents or Google Google Document, the Docs.
Wait, but I didn't press make a copy yet. Let me do that first.
Oh, yep. Do that
okay,
once.
Okay, I made a copy.
Yep.
Yeah, I got
open
it. Now
that
I'm going to
copy
try to share that copy with you.
Awesome. You
okay.
got it.
Let me see. Okay, let me just see if that works. Josh,
sure.
And preface. Here we go, sending.
Sure. And how about you do the same thing to the, let me refresh
right.
this once.
Spreadsheet. Let's see if you get this first.
Yep, let me refresh this. And it's
this
shared from your end?
One. Yeah, I went to you.
Sure. Yep, I got it.
Okay, that's a great idea. Hopefully it'll work again. Let me go back
yep.
to the spreadsheets now. Command N spreadsheet. Let me open it up. There they are. All right, now share. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going. No, I don't want to do that. Okay. Let's talk me through it again. I
sure.
have it open.
Open the Word. Yep. So in the same Word spreadsheet, you're going to see an option which says File, Make a Copy.
Okay. Hit File, Make a Copy.
Yep. Save that copy.
Copy, comma, share, same, you know, copy. That I can check something called Share It with the Same People or Copy
no.
Comments. Just make.
No. Just make a new copy.
No,
because,
just make a copy.
Yep, that is correct.
Done.
Because
done.
Since you're not the owner, you wouldn't be able
to share
it, that.
And I'm going to share it with you. Hold on.
Sure.
Oh, shoot. It doesn't. Wait, it's loading. It's still loading.
Sure.
Add people, groups. I don't know why. Once we do that now, then Josh Baker. What is the spreadsheet? Send.
Sure. Let me refresh that real quick. Yep, I have that, and it's updated till 7:17, the word Scout.
Okay.
So I have the updated file.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so that's simple. I have to bother them.
Yep.
All right.
Got
so
it.
We're almost home free, but go ahead. You're going to say something.
Yep, so I was asking yep. Nope, I have all the files that this was the only file that was missing as of the conversation that we're having right now. I just wanted to inquire about one thing that you just shared a file with me. Let me open that. Give me 1 second. Copy of the tentative introduction. So just want to have a word on that. So is this something that's going to go before the introduction?
That was suggested. I mean, it's Holly's intro. If they don't think it's appropriate, we don't need it. If they think it's a good preface, then we can do that. It's up to you guys how to use that.
Sure, I got that. I'll try my best. We'll have this incorporated as well so that some credit goes to her as well. So we will try to have this adjusted.
Okay, now I have something. I'm not sure where it is anymore. I think do you have acknowledgments? I wrote them, but I don't know where they are.
Let me check real quick if they
it
were
might
sent.
Might be on my Microsoft Word. But I lost track of them. At least I can't find them.
Okay, just give me one brief second. Let me check if we received the acknowledgement right at the beginning.
Oh, I found it. Okay, it's not. It's in a different file.
Okay.
Yeah, what I have in my acknowledgements here is at the beginning of a document that it comes before the intro, and it's on Word, Microsoft Word. And then that's followed by Ralph's introduction, but and all the limericks. But the only thing here, I think what I can do maybe is copy that or send you the whole file, but you have to note that the only thing that's current would be the acknowledgments.
Okay.
How do you want me to do that?
Okay, and do you have the Word file?
I have, well, it's open. I'm not sure how to deal with it. You have to probably talk me through it. I'm looking for a share thing. Let me see. Share, invite people, send a copy.
Yep, you can do that. So is it the Word file or is it a Word file or is it the document?
Yeah, it's. I got it. Josh, let
awesome.
Me just get it to you.
Sure.
Okay, Josh Baker, there you are. I'm going to put in the subject, acknowledgement, A-C-K-N-O-W, acknowledgements only. So for this file, everything's out of date except for the acknowledgements. So see if you get it.
Sure. Let me know when sent from your end. Oh, okay.
Sent. But you've got to notate it that it's only acknowledgements on that. Not yet?
Just 1 second, I'm just refreshing it.
Yeah.
Yep, I got it, the acknowledgments.
All right. Now, I want to send you one more page.
Sure.
Remember to make a note that only the acknowledgments on that. Everything else is out of date.
Yep. I'll just extract the acknowledgement. I'll share it with the team.
Okay. Yeah, if you can separate it, that'll be good. Now, I'm sending you a last document,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Limericks of Limericks.
Okay.
It's a special page that could be put in the intro. I don't know. But the first is an anonymous limerick, and then I have 8 limericks, all about limericks.
Okay. And you would want them to be added. I got them. And do you want them to be added at the start or anywhere where it fits the best suits?
Yeah, wherever it fits best.
All right. So these are just the additional limericks, right?
Yeah, it's just a listing of all limericks about limericks. When you get
okay,
you, have
you
got
want
it
them?
Yet, let me know.
Yep, I got
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I don't
do
know
you want
where
them to be
it fits best. What's that?
Oh. Yep, just wanted to inquire, do you want them to be added in the same order, or do you want us to have them merged where they fit the best?
Well, no, I think the whole idea is to keep them grouped.
Okay,
and
I
maybe
got
it's
that.
Like an introductory thing where people might read this as a preface, might whet their appetite, because the very first limerick is a great limerick I didn't write, unfortunately. Read it, and you'll see what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got that. I'll have this added, and I'll share the same with you, how my team plans to go ahead and have these added. So I'll share the idea with you as well once my team works on this.
Sounds good. And for the second edition, I have plenty of limericks one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight limericks so far in which Shakespeare is referred to. So we could do a special page for that. But I won't do it in this edition.
Sure, that
all
sounds
right,
great. So these are a few things. Awesome. So these are a few things that we're going to have a discussion further once we are like halfway towards completion. And also regarding the illustration of the second book, the book cover, I'm going to have a word with my illustration team as well. I'll have a call scheduled as well, and I'll let you know beforehand. All right?
Right. I think, my idea of the pattern of Wordle, you've seen what they look like, right?
Yep, I got that. So I'll just have it shared.
Using the same colors. And for book one, it should take six spaces to get the all greens. All the greens would go in the last space. And then for volume two, in the fifth space, volume three in the fourth, and so on.
I got your point. It's just that I'll have the call scheduled with the illustrator as well so that they are more clear about that as well.
Yeah.
And there are less revisions. So whenever the call will be scheduled, I'll let you know beforehand, a day before, so that you are available at that time as well.
Okay.
So
now,
whatever files you have shared with me.
Okay. Let me ask you to take a note of this. I'll be available anytime, almost anytime, with just some advance notice. Even by text, but the thing is that I'll be traveling.
Yep, you informed me by 15th.
California. What's that?
You'll be traveling by 15th, right?
I leave, June 15th, and I'm back on the 18th. Now, it doesn't mean I'm inaccessible, but I'll be in Europe, and there'll be time differences. And I won't, some of the time I'll be on a ship. So it won't always be available, but it'll be a little harder to communicate during that month I'm gone. But if we can do as much up front before I leave, the better.
Yep, absolutely. So the first draft usually takes around like 8 to 10 business days. So that is going to take some time. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that your call is scheduled with the illustrator before you leave for your trip, so that at least you can see the second book's cover as well before you leave for the trip. And I will have my team work on the drafts, and we'll surely be coordinating via email. So you can let me know whatever the concern is via email.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have email, but I don't have email on my phone, so I probably won't open my email except in the morning and maybe the evening sometimes. So I don't get emails on the phone because there's too much data coming through. So this is a challenge for you guys, Josh, because it's not your ordinary book where somebody's just writing, because it has a lot of...
Yes, absolutely.
So it should be fun for you.
It indeed is going to be a challenge for my team as well. But we're up for it, and we'll make sure that we exceed your expectation, and we'll have it taken care of for you.
Fantastic! You're great. All right.
So
Go ahead. I was going to say, every now and then, when you have a spare moment, read one. They're funny, and some of them are interesting, and you'll enjoy it. You'll learn something too if you read the footnotes.
Oh, absolutely. I am going to go through that. It's just that I'm caught up with a couple of clients over here. I will surely, when I get time, I will surely go through that.
All right. Take care, Josh.
Sounds great. And whatever files you have shared with me, those are the final files, right?
Yes, at this point, yes. That doesn't mean they don't need editing. I don't know how good the grammar is in all of them, but I think it's reasonable. They shouldn't have to. The thing they're going to have the most trouble with is figuring out the cross-referencing and all that.
Yep. No, I'm just going to have a detailed meeting with them. So it's going to take one day for me to explain them the whole project. And after that, I'll have it kickstarted, and I'm going to share the draft with you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so very much. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.